too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, February 7th, 2019. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a good show today. I have a lot to do today. Paul Shelo at 8:05 this morning. We're going to review signing day news from yesterday. And we still didn't have Paul on last week. Talk about that 2020 Junior Day. So we'll get with him a little bit as the day goes on. Your phone calls, your texts, your tweets, obviously talking about signing day and any of the news that came out for your favorite teams. We're going to get into Clemson basketball. The Tigers go on the road, beat Georgia Tech 65-42 last night in Atlanta. With this one, it was 19 points by Marquise Reed, 13 points by both Amir Sims and David Scarra. And even though he was in foul trouble again, Eli Thomas had 5 blocks last night, 7 points and 6 rebounds, as Clemson's defense was really, really good last night, holding Georgia Tech to just, like I said, just 42 points, 18 second half points as the Tigers pulled away. Clemson now 14-8 and now 4-5 in the ACC. And with, dare we say again, the biggest game of the year coming up this week, this weekend, Saturday, at noon against 11th-ranked Virginia Tech. So huge game for Clemson then. I'm looking forward to that one. We have some other college basketball scores from across the country. It was a busy night in college basketball once again. On the national scoreboard, tell you that Nevada, 6th-ranked Nevada. How about that? Nevada's the Wolfpack. Ranked 6th in the country. Went to Colorado State, 198-82. 14th-ranked Villanova, down Creighton, 66-59. 19th-ranked Wisconsin, went to Minnesota and won, 56-51. LSU ranked 21st in the country, got a nice win at Mississippi State, 92-88. And Maryland beat Nebraska, 60-45. Remember the preseason? We do this all the time. Nebraska's going to be good this year. They're 13-10 and 3-9 in the Big Ten. Rest of the ACC last night, Miami beat Notre Dame 62-47. And in the SEC last night, 9-ranked games, Ole Miss got a nice win against A&M, 75-71. Alabama beat Georgia 89-74. Dabo Swinney met with the media yesterday, as did Will Muschamp. There's a few news and notes items coming out of that. We know that both starting defensive tackles in Niles Pinckney and Jordan Williams out for the spring with 2 separate injuries, meaning pretty thin there. A lot of young guys get a chance to make a mark in the spring. Garrett Williams, tight end, Dabo said, most likely not coming back now, so you got to do something with tight end. And Logan Cash, true freshman, out for a couple days here with an appendectomy, had emergency appendectomy surgery. I'll give you the rankings coming up for the what Rivals.com and 247 had to say. There was some big news in recruiting, like George Pickens five-star wide receiver, switched his commitment, signing from Auburn to Georgia. Mark Anthony went to Auburn. We'll tell you what happened across the country and what some of the big news was coming out of that. Will Muschamp met with the media yesterday. A couple of guys out for the spring, and their spring practice will start on February the 27th. Speaking of college football, Art Briles was nixed by Southern Miss. The head coach is upset by it, but I mean, you can certainly see why the president and board wouldn't want to hire Art Briles as the offensive coordinator. We'll get to some of that later today, though. AT&T National Pebble Beach Pro-Am Challenge out at the three Monterey courses. We'll give you a little update of who starts for the local players a little later on in the show as well. And just a little maybe recruiting buzz with some fallout from the Pickens decision. I'll get to that later on. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oar that stirs the pot, Mr. Or24 in the Twitter world, but number one in your heart, and the host of segment two coming up in a mere, let's say 12 minutes, Zach Orr. Yeah, Bo.
Morning, Mickey. How you doing? It's good to see you this morning, buddy. I'm happy you're back here in Clemson.
You like it when I'm not here?
No. I think we do better shows when you are here.
Really? I do too. I'm happy to be back.
Your old tum tum not on the best of terms this morning?
No, I don't feel good today.
Oh, I hate to hear that.
Yeah, just kind of.
Did you get any sleep last night?
Yeah, but just nauseous. Mm. Had a little. I think a little food poison. To be honest with you, had some leftovers.
No. What did she make you to poison you?
No. It's not her fault. Louis had some lasagna, maybe. Maybe
you get bad cheese in there.
I don't know.
Some bad ricotta.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe some bad. What's my buddy say? What's the one he talks about? Maybe some bad moots.
The moots.
Mutsu. Anyway, no, I just don't feel great. So, you got to pull us through today. Can you do it?
I'm sure.
Are you up to the task?
We can figure something out here. Right. I'm sure you're going to be fine, though. I have no doubt.
Oh, I'm going to live to be 110.
A mere mortal would be homesick today.
A mere mortal would not have been here today.
That's what I'm saying.
But I couldn't go 2 days in a row without seeing you.
Man, I appreciate that.
So. You,
what did you do yesterday after your little trip up to TR on the Devil Dogs?
Play golf.
How'd you hit them?
Oh, man, pretty good.
Did you?
I think I got some stuff figured out.
Good.
Yeah, pretty good. Made a triple.
Now, yesterday, what was it, 63 yesterday?
Yeah, it was nice.
Did you hit the score yesterday? You hit the temperature yesterday?
Well, yeah, I went over that a little bit.
Oh, man.
Yesterday. I hope not hit the weather. Of course, I'm not playing today, but.
What's it going to be today? What are we looking at?
Oh, you hadn't seen it?
No.
Buddy, this is going to be nice. This is going to be for quite some time. This is probably not highest. It's going to be until March. 76 today. That's going to be another record high, it looks like. Wind's going to blow a little bit, though. And then we're going to cool down over the weekend and normal temperatures back next week. But then next weekend, 62, 60, 61, 64, 61. So I'll give you 43 on Sunday if you come back with the 60s sometime late next week. So I'm looking forward to that. It's 35 in Branchville right now, 63 in Clemson. Felt good coming in this morning, right?
Yeah, had the windows down.
Yeah.
We're rolling on in. It's nice.
Yeah. I know you did basketball last night.
We did do basketball last night.
What? How'd it go? Well, obviously it went great.
How'd
it
go
podcast-wise, yeah.
Clemson basketball wins their third straight in conference. Actually,
third straight double-digit win.
This is the first time Clemson basketball has won three straight conference games by double digits since the 72-73 basketball season.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yikes.
It's just crazy that it works out that way. Yeah. They're playing good.
Yep.
Before I get into it too much, because I don't want to ruin too much, segment two today is?
Well, I'm going to let you pick because you were very critical yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to either either talk about basketball last night, or we're going to talk about Clemson's signing class from yesterday.
Your choice, segment two.
It's going to be your choice here because
why don't we do both?
Both.
Yeah.
My goodness, big segment coming up.
Yeah, huge. What's the difference in this basketball team?
What's the difference in the team?
Yep.
They've gotten a little bit more of the 3-point shooting to fall.
Right.
They are playing well defensively. I think it's 24-19 and 18
yeah.
in terms of points let up in the first half, courtesy of your boy Ben Milstead
right.
in the last three games. They're getting more of a contribution off the bench, whether it's just quality minutes or scoring touch. They're getting more from their bench right now.
And White's playing better.
And it's helping out. Yes, White is playing better. He's able to spell Thomas for a couple minutes at a time.
Trapp's playing better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think defense, it's not like last night they hit 6 3-pointers, and that's not a ton of threes.
How many did they take?
17. So hit 35%. That's not a whole lot above their average.
But it is above their average.
Slightly, yes. But that said, the biggest thing is you hold the opponent at 42 points. Now, part of it might be the opponent. I mean, Georgia Tech's not very good. Tech fell to, let's see if I'm right with saying this. Tech fell to 11 and 12 over on 3 and 7 in the conference. I mean, let's face it. Whenever you lost to Duke, Syracuse, and Virginia, you weren't as bad as you thought you were. Whenever you beat Pittsburgh, Wake Forest, and Georgia Tech, probably not as good as you think you are. Somewhere in between, right? I mean, schedule has an awful lot to do with all that. We talked about the comfort zone through all that, too.
Sure. But you're sitting at 4-5 now.
4-5.
So it's a gigantic game on Saturday night here in Death Valley. Right at Death Valley in Clemson.
And Little John. Noon game. Now, with this.
They should play one in Death Valley.
Oh, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
That'd be so cool.
But how many could you draw in the biggest game in Clemson basketball history outside?
You play Duke outside in Death Valley. And you play them, you know, later in the season, so it's hopefully going to be warm enough. I think you could probably get some people in there. You could fill a lower bowl if it was advertised well enough. And you know, there, people would like to go to that stadium. They'd like to be in there.
You had to do, like, free tickets or something.
Kids go free?
Yeah, because even, I mean, the biggest basketball game in the country, you couldn't draw. If on a regular season with Duke and Kentucky playing, you couldn't draw 40,000, could you? 50,000.
Oh, yeah. In a venue like that? I think so.
You think?
I think
it'd be the novelty. Much like the going to Bristol Motor Speedway.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the novelty of going to the game that way. You go? If you didn't have to work, would you go?
Yeah.
Yeah, just to see it. Now, you'd have terrible seats. You can't see the...
No, I think it'd be court. Awful, the sidelines.
Yeah, it'd be terrible.
But it'd be fun to be in the building.
Yeah. Be better than being on an aircraft carrier, which we've done before, too.
That would be cool. I would go to that game, too.
You would?
Yeah, I like aircraft carriers.
Anyway, big crowd over at...
I'm in the Intrepid.
I go in the USS Ronald Reagan. But here's the thing. The next four games against current ranked teams.
Ranked teams.
Virginia Tech's ranked 11th.
Florida State.
At Miami, then at Louisville, who's ranked 16th. Louisville's playing great. And then at Florida State. But then you get Boston College, you get at Pittsburgh, then you get North Carolina, then you get Notre Dame and Syracuse. This is very gettable coming down now. And now can we say that, I don't want to say it yet, but if Clemson wins against Virginia Tech on Saturday and evens that conference record at 5-5 and goes up to 15-8, isn't Clemson squarely on the bubble at that point?
Yes. Which is a drastic change from where they were even 2 weeks ago.
What they will be, what Saturday would give them that they currently don't have is a marquee win.
It would be a marquee win. It would be a fan base that has to swallow maybe a little pride.
They would. People would gladly do that.
Oh, yeah, I believe so.
Right.
But
that's what they're hoping for.
We were here 2 weeks ago fielding calls about coaching changes.
Right. But people would gladly say, you know what, man, I'm glad I was wrong. They want the team to win. So I don't think it's a pride thing there.
There are some people that want to be right more than that.
Am I right to say that? Oh, no. Clemson fans love Clemson more than they love being right.
You don't know the odd fan that wants to be right more than they want their team to succeed?
I do, but I think that more people, if someone said, hey man, Clemson can go through the NCAA tournament and you have to admit you're wrong, or they could lose out and you have to tell people how right you were, I think they'd take the NCAA tournament.
I think the vast majority do as well, yes.
Right. We're not tied to being right that much. And if you are, something's wrong with you. So, but with that said, am I right to think that I'm still a little skeptical about that, that the schedule got easier, that the schedule now gets a little tougher, and that now you got more confidence, I would think. But I think it's okay to be still a little skeptical. And I'll just ask you this, just by playing on the other side for Card for a second, and what Saturday would give you as a marquee win. To this point, what's your best win?
To this point, your best win? It's not great. It's not. Is it even a conference win?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I'm asking you now because I don't think it's anything that you played in conference. It's probably your preseason stuff, isn't it?
Who?
Listen, if you're, the point you're trying to make is the schedule has not been great in terms of their wins, then yes, you're correct.
The point I'm trying to make, I'm trying to do it in a positive way, is that Saturday gives them a marquee win.
Yeah.
Up until Saturday, if you can't win that one until Saturday, what is the win? That's what will be holding back out of the tournament right now.
As we have someone, Lee, on the text line this morning getting in, is it the competition that is worse? Or is it something that the Clemson basketball team is doing? Is it a combination?
I think it's a combination. And I think that we talked about it before. Remember, you're confident. You're confident playing Georgia Tech more than you are playing Virginia or Duke. Remember, we did that a few weeks ago.
Of course.
But with that said, though, again, I mean, just give it to me. I want to know the best win so far.
Their best win so far?
That's a fair question, isn't it? Is it not?
It's a fair question.
As far as, I mean, we're talking about getting in the NCAA tournament. So they will go over quality wins and their best win so far.
I would say that their best win so far. They beat Georgia. They lost Nebraska. South Carolina is not your best win. If it's in conference.
I'm saying anybody.
Yeah, they don't have a best win. It's not good.
They do have a best win.
Well, what is it then?
I don't know what I'm saying, but whatever their win is, it's their best win. It might not be a great best win, but everybody has. If you've won a game, you have a best win.
Nothing's jumping out at me. Nothing that as I scroll through the schedule again and look back, there's nothing that says, wow, that was a really good win. That was a dominant performance, and that was great.
Not good win, but they do have a best win.
Please.
I don't know.
Continue to say that and then tell me what it is.
I don't know. I'm asking. They have 14 wins.
I very clearly do not have an answer for you on this.
Right.
But so I want you, Mickey Plyler, to tell me, what is Clemson basketball's best win to date? Is it Lipscomb, 84-67 at home?
No.
Is it South Carolina, at South Carolina?
No.
Is it Radford at home?
No.
Is it Charleston Southern?
No.
Is it any of the ACC games that you've played so far, Georgia Tech that you won?
I'd say right now it's probably
Pitt, Wake Forest, Georgia Tech.
It's probably Georgia Tech.
Which one? Last night or the first one?
The road win last night by 20 was better than the home win by 12, but probably that. But Georgia Tech's 11-12 and 3-7 in the ACC. And you beat them twice. But it's better than beating Wake Forest, better beating Pittsburgh. And Lipscomb, South Carolina, Charleston Southern, Radford, St. Peter's, I should say, Georgia, Akron, North Carolina Central so far.
But again, I think that does speak to your point immensely. Virginia Tech is a giant game.
That's my major point.
Giant game.
If you beat Virginia Tech, you get to 5-5 in the league. You get to 15-8. And those are things that can be talked about as far as tournament goes.
Yep.
But to be fair, not to be a homer by any stretch, what people will knock when they talk about, you know, if you do get in this conversation, it is your quality wins. And quite frankly, they just don't have that. But that's what the next three of the next four games would present that. Actually, even beating Miami. Now, Miami's terrible. Miami's 10-12 overall and 2-8 in the ACC.
So you should beat Miami.
Yes, you should. They'll be favored to beat Miami. But 11th-ranked Virginia Tech at 16th-ranked Louisville and 22nd-ranked Florida State, those are the games. And later on, playing North Carolina. But those are the games that give you the opportunity.
If you can find a way to win two of the Virginia Tech, Louisville, and Florida State games.
Yeah.
If you can find a way to win two, then I can think we can legitimately talk about a tournament team. Right now, I'm still not willing to take that step.
Almost one of the three, but two for sure.
If it's one, it's got to be Virginia Tech, right?
Or road win at Louisville.
I still take the higher ranked team.
Louisville's 8-2 in the league.
Yeah, I still take the higher ranked team.
Yeah, but I think you got a better chance of beating Virginia Tech at home than you do going to Louisville and winning. So we'll see. We shall see. Look, the bottom line is that. They need some marquee wins. And I think that's covered. They got a lot better chance with the marquee wins now than you did before because you have some confidence, right?
Yeah, the bottom line is there's all credit where credit is due. You have a little momentum in the conference right now. You got three in a row. double-digit wins three in a row.
Right.
And it's a very exciting time around that Clemson program.
Right.
I'm excited to see what they can do Saturday at 12 against Virginia Tech.
Right. Huge game. Big game. All right. Hey, my friends at Pro Flowers want to tell you that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. And when sending flowers and ordering flowers, this is the best company to deal with and the best way to go about this. Pro Flowers makes it easy to order. That's important to you. Now, people love ease and convenience. Order like a pro. Find the perfect bouquet at the perfect price for the 7-day freshness guarantee. These flowers are freshly cut. They're carefully packaged. They're express delivery means you get the flowers in perfect conditions. And Valentine's Day is right around the corner, so you need to know these type numbers here. Look, if you're in a hurry, get this done now. Do it with a free glass vase if you hurry. $24.99 plus shipping and handling. Get this done today. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Enter the promo code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, to choose your perfect roses at the perfect price. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter the promo code Mickey. Order those today. We'll take a break. Segment two is Zach Orr right after this.
Join Kwok and Kelly live on location at Dominion Senior Living at Patrick Square Thursday, February 7th from 9 to 12 to kick off their grand opening celebration. Enjoy free Papa John's pizza and enter to win prizes. 100 Pershing Avenue, Patrick Square in Clemson.
Engineered Sleep is setting the bar high when it comes to President's Day. They're running a massive sale that begins on February 11th and goes until February 18th. You have one full week to take advantage of huge savings on Engineered Sleep's most popular mattresses, adjustable beds, and pillows. If it's time for you to get a new mattress, then mark your calendars and go support your local mattress manufacturer. Engineered Sleep Showroom and Factory, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
For over two decades, Lion-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Lion-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Lion-X it. Stop by Lion-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Lion-X of Anderson today.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Four Paws American Pub congratulates the Clemson Tigers on winning another national championship. Since Four Paws opened last summer, the Tigers have been perfect on the field, and we both have plans for a great future. Four Paws has added even more house-made local features, like new country fried pork chops and chicken. Get together with friends to enjoy craft beer and great food while watching sports on our big screen TVs. Make tracks to Four Paws, located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott in Clemson. Go Tigers!
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
I will do anything it takes to win.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Segment number two of hour number one of the Mickey Plyler Show. Nick Lavery. He is Clemson's local attorney. He'll help get you what you deserve. His office is conveniently located downtown Clemson at 115 Strode Circle. If you've been hurt on the job or are dealing with the aftermath of a car accident, personal injury, if you've been charged criminally, Nick understands your frustration, and he's here to help get you back on your feet. If you're purchasing a new home or business, he'll make sure your closing goes smoothly. He's a former state prosecutor and longtime private practice attorney who is ready to help you win. Nick has been serving our Clemson and upstate community for more than 20 years. If you're ready to win your case today, call Nick Lavery at 864-654-3680. That's 864-654-3680. Mickey, I know yesterday you were up there at in TR at George Coleman Ford for National Signing Day.
Yep, GCF.
Oh, GCF. You were in TR at GCF.
All right.
Home of the Devil Dogs up there, if I'm not mistaken.
You know what Devil Dogs are?
Do I know what a Devil Dog is? Uh-huh. I know the Marines call themselves the Devil Dogs.
All right.
Yeah.
And that, and the guys who were the first to start out there back in TR, they named themselves after
Devil Dogs. Yeah. If you've gone to school with any TR graduates, they are the first to tell you
really?
About their
good for you.
Proud history of
you know, my grandmother's brother. They named the high school gym after him there. He was a high school basketball coach there for
Look
years.
At you.
Yeah.
Look at you big having TR some fan. Some royalty up there in TR.
Yeah, big TR fan.
Clemson brought in their 2019 class yesterday, finalized it with all kinds of players, 29 of them to be exact, representing 14 different states. Mickey Plyler, 14, the most for a Clemson signing class since the year 1989. It also ties the record for the most different states in the class on record. Previous high for Clemson under Sweeney was 10. Sweeney has now signed student-athletes, 24 different states. Da, da, da. Yesterday's class included rankings in Rivals at number 9, I believe. 247 at 9 and ESPN at 10. Is that right? Or is Rivals at 8? There was a composite Rivals, of about 9.5.
Rivals is at 9.
Yep. 247 is at 8.
Right.
Clemson
is at 8, really?
ESPN is at 10. I think I saw it. It might have changed.
Okay.
Whatever it is.
Right.
There is a notion out there this morning that I want to talk about right now, and I see that you already responded to it. Why does it feel like we lost yesterday on this draft class? Dabo didn't seem as excited about this class as he has in recent years. Do you want to address that? Because I feel like you're already responding to it. You might as well go ahead and get it out there for all the people to hear out in the listening world. Why does it feel like we lost yesterday on a 29-person class that is a top 10 class in the country, Mickey?
Because 27 of them were signed in December. And we always know, it's always what's next, what's next, what's next. I mean, look, we spent more time talking about the 2020 class because that's what the staff did. After the national championship, these guys were on the road for 4 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they saw Mikey Dukes. They saw Jerry Neely. And they saw Mason Trotter. They didn't see a whole lot of other seniors. As a matter of fact, I don't know of another senior that they saw. So they signed two of the three guys they went and recruited.
Sure.
With that said, and I mean, look, Ely's is a loss. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to diminish that. But if you'd won yesterday, you won the first front, and then you had to fight Major League Baseball. And that, you know,
there
that's
going
to be tough.
Well, a lot of talk going around that he was a rental of sorts. He evidently wants to play one season of college ball and then go to Major League Baseball.
Well, that's just all that is negotiating and buying power. And so a lot of that talk is you say that now, and he's been told by advisors to say that now because if, let's say, the Twins draft you.
Yep.
Well, what's it going to cost you to buy me out of a year of football? The Twins, whoever drafts him, well, one or two or three or four, or whatever. Whoever drafts him does not want him playing football.
Of course not.
Nobody in their right mind would want their first-round draft pick to play football. So if we say this is leverage for him, do we want to and I don't know if you saw it yesterday. He said, hey, what's your first love? Which one can't you do without? And the second time I heard him say this, he goes, baseball. Baseball's his first love. Which one, you know, is going to – you're going to make your living at? Right now it's baseball. So, although that they're saying is that, all right, I don't know the numbers. What are you going to pay me? $2 million to be the 10th pick of the draft. You're going to be $2 million. Okay. Well, I want to play football. All right, we'll give you 1.6. Well, I don't want to play. If you don't want to play football, give me 3. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm negotiating is all that is. Anyway, back to your original question. If you were only recruiting 3, to my knowledge, they didn't sign any. I mean, they didn't recruit to go see any other senior. And they were on the road seeing 30 or 40, 50, 2020, then we're always on to the next one. We're always on 2020.
Sure.
So there's just no room. No room in the end. You didn't, you had 27 signed. Now, we were excited in December, weren't we?
I was going to say, if you watched, I mean, they did a little thing yesterday over there, right? Where they walked them down the hill again, yeah, and introduced them.
Yeah.
If you watched good looking December, kids. You got, there was all kinds of energy in that building. It was, yeah, it was a packed front house there, and they were all fired up about what they were bringing in for that early signing period.
Yeah.
They got most of their stuff out, they got 95% of their stuff out of the way in December.
Right.
As you mentioned, three kids they recruited, they landed two of them,
mm-hmm,
for this February period. What do you possibly have to complain about with that?
Well, it's just people want more.
I get it. It's tough to swallow the pill that you lost to Ole Miss in a recruiting battle. Did you lose to Ole Miss or did you lose to Major League Baseball?
We'll see. Is
the real question there.
Yeah, we'll see. I would say this, that if, and I don't know it's going to be baseball. I'm not trying to say it will be for sure. But if it was, go ahead and let me know now. That way, when I hit the road recruiting and when we have this, or hit the road recruiting, when we have this, these guys coming in for your spring game, these unofficial visits of now the Lloyds and the Bowmans and the Knightons of the world, those top recruits across the country at running back. Now I've got saying I don't have a 5-star hanging out my backfield.
Sure.
Even if it had been for a year, because you couldn't tell anybody else was going, hey, man, that kid's not going baseball. That kid's going to play football for 4 years. So again, I'm trying to look at the positive side of it, the bright side of it. But yeah, that's what would happen there.
Listen, Clemson has talent in the backfield. It would have been a plus to get a 5-star running back in there. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to sit here and pretend that they're woefully insufficient when it comes to the people that can run the ball.
No, they're fine there. But you have to find a way to. To sign at least one, probably two really, really good backs in the next class because Fisher's a senior, and there's a chance ETN could go pro.
Sure. I mean, you got two backs in for this class. Chez, was it Malusi, I believe his last name is?
Right.
And then Mikey Dukes, as he was referred to. Old Big Mikey Dukes, as Dabo called him yesterday, down there out of the coast, out of Charleston.
Yeah. Interesting, man. Very, very interesting stuff.
Go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
No, go.
Please.
I'm saying... If this 2020 class is as good as we think it is,
mm-hmm,
and if we signed 95% of class in December, will they say the same thing in January next year? This class was not a... I mean, you only had 2 5-stars according to Rivals in the class. This is not... Last year you had, would you have 6 or 8 or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
This class does not have those big-time marquee names in it, but it has 29 guys and
it's got a couple of them, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Booth and Gata and
Latson
and Latson and a bunch of different linebackers. This is a good class, very good class, top 10 class. You know, probably getting spoiled a little bit when you're in top 10 and you're really not happy with it.
Thursday to open the season against Georgia Tech. Give me a player on offense and defense that's going to make a significant impact. Game one, week one.
On defense, I'll say Andrew Booth.
I'm going to go Sheridan Jones.
You like it?
Based on the fact that he's already here, and Andrew Booth would have to do a lot of catch-up coming in June to get ready for that game in August.
Hey, I tell you what. Speaking of defense,
mm-hmm,
if Pinckney and Jordan Williams aren't 100%, you might see Tyler Davis coming in.
Yeah,
something.
My goodness. We got our two starting defensive tackles out for the spring.
Yeah. On offense, I'd say Ngata is... just a great-looking kid and a kid that plays a position where you can come in and make a little bit of a run. Got a little Ross in him, doesn't he?
Hearing things.
Looks like a little Justin Ross.
Hearing things.
You like that? You like him? That's your guy?
I haven't seen him in person yet, so I don't want to get too fired up about it. But I've been told he looks physically impressive.
Yeah. Interesting, man. Very, very, very interesting. This next class, though, and we'll ask Paul about this today.
I'm just excited to get out to that practice. I want to see what these kids look like in person.
All right, give me. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you who's gonna look great in person.
I want to see with this Tyson kid if he can throw the ball at all.
Yeah,
I think that's exciting. I think quarterbacks are fascinating to watch, and I think you do too.
Yeah,
I do want to see the wide receivers. I want to see those corners work, and then I want to see our most valuable recruit boom the ball on fourth downs.
You're gonna love him.
Mm-hmm.
The physically most impressive guy you'll see.
Okay.
Jalen Lay.
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
A big boy that, quite honestly, if Garrett Williams does not come back, which it looks like he's a lean towards the military.
Right.
And which I understand. You have a higher calling. Do it. Thank you for your service.
Right.
If you don't have Galloway available, you're looking a little thin at tight end. You might have a true freshman stepping in to play some serious snaps.
You're going to have Davis Allen and Jalen Lay. You're going to have J.C. Chalk. And that's it. You might have to move somebody. You might have to play four wides or something. I'm not sure how that's going to work. Could Logan Rudolph move over? Maybe play some tight ends. Like he just bring some lumber. But can you afford to take him away from defensive ends right now?
That's true.
What's your concern level? Talk about after the next break there. What's your concern level immediately, the short term here, on Pinckney and Jordan Williams being out? And man, you look at this. You go from Christian Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence to Darnell Jeffries and Xavier Kelly as you're starting defensive tackles in the spring.
Good players in their own right.
But
my goodness.
Thank goodness we'll keep scoring the spring.
Oof.
That could be dangerous. All right. I enjoy segment two, buddy.
I'm going to enjoy the rest of the show. It's going to be great.
Starting to feel a little better, so that's good.
Hey, you look great over there. Honestly, you do.
I don't look peakish.
No. No, you look great.
As soon as I said, I started feeling bad again.
Did you get some breakfast in you this morning?
Same old almond bar.
I got a little Cliff Bar over here. You want a Cliff Bar?
No, man, I wouldn't do that to you. No,
it's great. I'm happy to do it.
No, I appreciate it. Just not going to do that.
Eat some vitamin C over there, some emergencies?
I might do that a little later on. We'll see. Hey, my friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson, the inventory is up. I do this every day. There's 400 vehicles on their lot right now. There are 271 brand new vehicles on their lot right now. You can send in online, value your trade, look at the pre-owned options, search the new ones. Talk about getting pre-approved for, you know, any kind of loan you might have there. Schedule service. All this is online. And my single favorite thing about the website, besides looking at the unbelievable deals there, is seeing how you can search by payment with a finance or a lease. And you can search by payments. Right now, there's 360 vehicles on that lot that you can have financing on. But you're going to love it. You're going to love just putting in. I mean, what are you waiting for a payment up that way? And that way you can see just the cars you need to be looking at as far as all that goes. Check out my friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. Check out that great brand new line. All these unbelievable deals they have right now. The 2019 Titan is in. The 2019 Kicks. The 2019 Altima. The 2019 Sentra. All those are getting really good reviews. You're going to love Nissan. You're going to love Granger Nissan of Anderson and their huge inventory. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partners of the Clemson Tigers and home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. Go by and see them at 3510 Clemson Boulevard or online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com. I want to get talk a little bit about what we learned from Dabo yesterday. Pinckney and Williams out. Garrett Williams most likely gone. Logan Cash, emergency appendectomy. There's some question marks, some holes to be filled in the spring. We'll discuss that when you come back for more after this.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m. only on 105.5 The Roar.
Join Kwok and Kelly live on location at Dominion Senior Living at Patrick Square, Thursday, February 7th from 9 to 12 to kick off their grand opening celebration. Enjoy free Papa John's pizza and enter to win prizes. 100 Pershing Avenue, Patrick Square in Clemson.
Cars cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford, and it's never been more true than February. This month, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any documented out-the-door price from any upstate dealer. You heard me right. Any new car, truck, SUV, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any dealer's price. See my friends at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest and save big. Applies only to in-stock inventory, offers within 5 business days, price matches before applicable rebates.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we've bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
Are you craving a juicy steak cooked just the way you want it? The Blue Heron in Clemson offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, house-made pizza, drinks, and desserts. Join them for happy hour 7 days a week at the downstairs bar, open until midnight. Catch the game on big screen TVs with your friends. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for full menu and more information. That's blueheronfood.com.
Whether you're a sole proprietor or your company employs several hundred people, Kiwi Financial Group advises on small group retirement plans and insurance benefits. Whether you are looking to start a plan or if you already have a plan, the independent advisors at Kiwi Financial Group will do a comprehensive review of your small group needs and recommend your best options. Discover successful employee benefit strategies with Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call them today at 654-5043.
At Jared, we know devotion isn't a once-a-year occasion. And once the flowers have wilted and the chocolates have disappeared, you'll still want them to know how much you care. Dare to give a gift that lasts this Valentine's Day with our incredible selection of jewelry. From delicate rose gold to bold black diamonds, Jared has hundreds of pieces under $299 and exclusive collections you won't find anywhere else. Shop online or find a store near you at jared.com and dare to be devoted.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Join me in being present at the birth of a great adventure.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Valentine's Day is here. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. You need to make a easy purchase to make this Valentine's Day go great. You never go wrong with signature dip Valentine's Day strawberries dipped in milk chocolate, dark chocolate, white chocolatey goodness that she'll love in every single bite, topped with chocolate chips and heart and glitter sprinkles. She's going to love it. Always tasty, always worth the wait. Thing that surprises me every year, and I always forget about it, is just how huge these strawberries are. They arrive fresh with the 100% Shiri's Berries guarantee. They ship anywhere across the country, and they're going to be here for Valentine's Day. So Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Send her the perfect Valentine's Day gift with the price of your dreams, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling, plus order now and make this Valentine's special really special by adding a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. Ship this with Shiri's Berries, Shiri's Berries at no extra charge when you order the roses. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, enter my promo code Mickey. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone, Mickey, and enter the promo code, or click on the microphone, enter the promo code Mickey at berries.com. Mr. R24, we'll open up phone lines here in this segment, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Reach us on our text line, 986-1566, and on Twitter, at Mickey Plyler, at Mr. R24. What did you make of Dabo's comments yesterday? And specifically, let me call him out maybe one at a time.
Yeah, go ahead.
He met with the media and had several things to say. First and foremost, we just talked about a little bit that Niles Pinckney has a torn pec muscle and that Jordan Williams has a getting a pin put in his leg somewhere from some injury we don't know about. But both starting defensive tackles that are trying to take over for two first-round draft picks are now out. So basically you're down to your third team guys and Xavier Kelly and Darnell Jeffries and the true freshman after that. Kelly's only player that's played any kind of snaps. He didn't sound too concerned about it yesterday, did he?
Well, and you've pointed this out many times, Dabo is the most positive man in America right. When it comes to injuries.
Right.
Right? So that slight tear in his pectoral muscle, if it was a Pinckney?
Yes.
That could be major reconstructive surgery for all we know.
Right. They could have to amputate his pec today.
Yeah, that small pin being put in the foot of Williams.
It could be a javelin.
That could be a javelin.
Right.
We have no idea.
Right.
It's concerning because, as you mentioned, your starters in the spring right now are Xavier Kelly and your 55-year-old defensive tackle.
What he said, here's the quote.
Darnell Jeffries.
Yeah, here's the quote. Yeah, I get that. It's very good.
It was funny.
I was looking at something else and it went over my head first.
Good.
But that's
good. It's good.
Quote, and tell me how serious you think this sounds. Niles Pinckney had to have surgery on his pec. He had a slight tear in his pec. He's out for the spring, but we know Niles can play. Niles will come back this summer ready to go. He's an excellent year. Had an excellent year in his sophomore campaign. Jordan Williams was over there playing basketball a week or so ago, but he's having some type of screw put down in his leg. He's going to be out for the spring, and that was our two starters going in. He says that one is going to be a junior, the other is a sophomore. But the good news is both those guys have a ton of experience this year and really played a lot and obviously had a great model in front of them with those guys as what to do. We think that they will provide great leadership. So that's all good news. They will be all right. But he should say they'll be all right. He says the bad news is they're not going to get any reps. And all the reps are going to go into freshmen with the exception of Xavier Kelly. So Todd Bates kind of has his work cut out for him along that defensive front, Todd Bates and Lemanski Hall, in that you lose four starters. Now, basically, you lose two more, basically, right? So it'll be interesting to see coming out of it. You know who's a big winner here? Offensive line, because now you don't have to block Christian Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence, and now you don't have to block Miles Pinckney.
He mentioned how happy that group was.
Yeah.
You graduated and had a couple guys leave, and it's been a wonderful time for the offensive line.
Dexter Lawrence had a pin in his foot, and at 325 pounds, whatever he is, that seemed to be an issue that lingered a little bit.
Sure.
I know nothing about Jordan Williams' leg or pin. I don't know, you know, obviously you're talking about a bunch of different things in there, but the hope is that the bigger guys, that those type of things won't set him back for a while, right? That's the hope, at least.
The hope is it's spring football.
Right.
Right? So you have two of these guys that have played last year. They're established in the coaching staff's mind. Whether they can take a next step just in the summer and then leading into the fall remains to be seen. But rest up and recuperate is huge in the spring.
All right. Speaking of playing, let me give you what Dabo's talked about here as far as overall snaps are concerned. Last year, Niles Pinckney played in 316 snaps. He had 18 first hits, eight assists, 36 total, or 26 total tackles, 4.5 tackles for loss, for 12 yards, and had 4 quarterback pressures. 316 snaps is enough. Christian Wilkins had that's about half what Wilkins had. Wilkins had 614. Dexter Lawrence had 460. So in a way, you could say, look, Dexter played 416, and Niles played 316. You feel pretty good about that, right? That's nothing major there.
It's not bad.
Jordan Williams played 147 snaps as a freshman. Played in all 12 games. Played in 12 games. Pinckney played in 15 games. Jordan Williams had 8 tackles and 5 assists for 13 tackles. 3 tackles for loss. Had 1.5 sacks for 11 yards. Had a quarterback pressure in there too. Talent wise, both those guys are 4-star players. Both those guys are highly thought of players. They're not 5 stars like Wilkins and Lawrence, but they're serviceable guys on the inside. Pinckney made the big play on the fake field goal in the national championship game. Williams came in. Remember the first time we saw Williams in pads is the all-in drills they had, the Oklahoma drills.
Yeah.
Where he just crushed people.
Is that going to be your problem, though, right there with what you just said?
What?
They're not Williams and Lawrence, or Dexter Wilkins and Lawrence, excuse me. Dexter Wilkins, Christian Wilkins, and Dexter Lawrence.
Right.
There it is.
Right.
They're serviceable players.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you had elite talent.
Yes.
Inside.
There's going to be a drop-off. There's no doubt about that. And not even from a stat standpoint. I mean, look, Dexter Lawrence only had 44 tackles last year. He only had 7.5 tackles for a loss and only had 1.5 sacks. So it's not that, but it's made him push that pocket and take up those double teams and let those linebackers make plays.
Sure.
There's no doubt that there will be some sort of drop-off there. There's of all the things I know about Clemson football next year, well, I think I know that Trevor Lawrence is going to have a great year. I think I know that Rawson Higgins and Rodgers and those guys are going to have a great year. Kendrick's going to have a great year. I think I know that. I think I know there's some issues at tight end we'll talk about in a minute. But
I heard he changed his number.
Yeah, I heard it. Number one, maybe.
Is he going to one?
I think that's what he wore in high school.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see. Because your buddy Ngata is going to be number 10. That's your guy now.
I haven't seen him yet. I've just been told about him.
Okay.
I need to see him first.
Keep me up to date with it because I like getting those little updates from you. But the point here is that much like every other year, I mean, there's talent there. It's not as much talent as left or else they would have been playing more. And so, no, there's going to be a drop-off there. There's going to be issues there. If you think about it, last year was one of the special years where you had very little issues. You got issues now here, and you also have issues at tight end, right?
Glaring issues at tight end.
You don't have issues at quarterback?
No.
Running back?
Mm-mm.
Wide receiver?
No.
Offensive line?
No. I mean, you're losing a four-year starter at left tackle.
Right, right. Issues in the secondary?
You lose one of your starting quarterbacks, but one of your big cornerbacks in Mullen there, right?
Yeah. First or second round draft pick. But you've recruited well enough there that those would be fine. Issues at linebacker?
Maybe. You bring one back, Isaiah Simmons.
Right.
You're bringing four guys back on defense.
Right. But the main thing is that defensive line, defensive line tied in. Defensive line is much more important tied in, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the case. All right, what's your...
I feel good about Xavier Thomas having a full year as a starter.
Yeah.
I feel very excited about that. I strongly feel excited about that.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're not more excited about it.
I'm very excited about it. So...
Doesn't sound like you are. It sounds like you are rooting for him to take a red shirt this year.
There he goes.
There it is.
Stirring a pot. No, because I've got a couple of minutes here. Tight end. What has to happen here? I mean, obviously the big news at tight end is if Garrett Williams is gone, then you got to do something with this NCAA suspension. Or else, I don't want to go into it with J.C. Chalk and two freshmen at tight end.
You need bodies at that point.
Right, right. Walk-ons, maybe. Could you move an offensive lineman out there? One of your lighter offensive linemen?
Who?
Well, let me take a peek here. This is a good question.
I mean, who?
You know, we've seen this before where you put, who was a kid from Dorman a few years ago that got hurt? Remember that kid? He hurt his, and I watched his textures to send us in, hurt his neck or something.
I don't remember.
He was from Dorman, but they did this to him a little bit, play tight end a little bit. But you say you take a 280-pound guy and you put a number 80 jersey on him.
Trot him out there.
They did. Somebody text that in right now. Who was a kid from Dorman a few years ago? It was offensive lineman that played, and he got hurt. He only played one or two years, had to give up football. At this point in time, could you move? Not JKJ, the kid from Dorman. JKJ's from, DeStefano. Remember him? DeStefano. Played as a true freshman.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, could you move, let's see. Vincent, no. McFadden, no. Reeves, no. Don, no. Broncos, no. Stewart, no. Leon, no. Maybe Cade Stewart, maybe?
Cade Stewart, we're going to put the mullet out there, a tight end?
Maybe his Trotter kid comes in, does that? Maybe Williams. Maybe the freshman Williams comes in. Maybe. Just thinking, man. I'm trying to think a little bit here. I don't know what else the heck you do. I mean, it's dire at tight end.
You got a kid coming in that looks the part, and you would hope that Galloway's eligible. If that's the case, you're fine.
Yeah, you're fine there. And then you still don't know about your blocking yet. But those guys got to get ready to play.
We ain't going to block a soul at tight end.
Well, it hadn't blocked a whole lot tight end in recent years anyway. Kind of now Tate's tight end. No tight ends block anymore. All tight ends are wide receivers. They spread the field and do a little bit of pass pro. Now, Brian Gronkowski did some pass pro in the Super Bowl in the AFC Championship game. For the most part, tight ends don't block anymore. You kind of get in the way a little bit. You don't maul people anymore. Now, those old days of old Steve Gerald over there mauling people. Saw him at lunch the other day. Had to get that one in. Or, you know, Danny Pierman, those guys that's mauling people. Now it's about, Jordan Leggett, I kind of get in the way a little bit. And then you're going to need me on third down? Throw it to me. I got you. That's what tight ends are. Stretch the field. Get off the line a little bit.
Mismatch.
Yeah. Try to do that a little bit. So we'll talk much more about it. Texted Tanner Musa tight end. No, that ain't happening. You're not good enough at safety to do that at this point.
But maybe.
No. That's not happening. Hey, my friends at the Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 859-8289. Again, 859-8289. The Patterson Tax Service would love to help you when it comes to your taxes. I am about a month away from taking mine over. I'm a mid-March guy now. You know why I do mid-March? Because I know they're slammed in January in the first part of February, and I know they're slammed in April. So I do a little mid-March in there just to kind of get in that time of year. Right now, I'm still kind of slammed. Make your appointments if you can. If not, they'll take walk-ins. They're open on Saturdays. Hey, it's a complicated tax code. If you're used to normally doing your taxes by yourself, this might be the year you might want to try somebody. And if you try them, then you'll use them forever like everybody else I know. So our great friends at Patterson's Tax Service, PATTAX.com. Call them today, 864-859-8289, 859-8289 is our great friend, the Patterson's Tax Service. Go by and see those nice folks. Paul Strelo is going to join us at 8:05 this morning. We'll talk about the 2019 and 2020 classes with him at 8:05. In the next hour, though, we'll talk a little bit about South Carolina and what happened with their recruiting class yesterday. So Will Muschamp quotes coming out of that. Some of the coaching news in college football. Got a lot to do when you come back for hour number two.